The reason there's some doubt about who will be the next speaker is that Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser left the legislature to be Kenosha's county executive. But three candidates have long made it known they were interested in the job, and they've already started circulating letters among their members trying to drum up support. John Richards of Milwaukee was visiting lawmakers' offices personally on the morning after the election to make his appeal. He served as assistant minority leader the past couple sessions and says his relationships with the governor and the Senate make him a good fit for the speaker's job.
I think I can bring our caucus together and talk to people on all points of the ideological spectrum and bring together a shared agenda and work to have the assembly function in a good way that responds to people.
Another Milwaukee Democrat, Fred Kessler, also threw his hat in the ring for the speaker's job. Kessler raised a lot of money for Democrats and helped them pick which seats to go after in the past two election cycles. He says his understanding of voting trends and demographics could benefit his party, especially if it wants to hold on to power in the next election.
I think you need to have leadership that understands sort of the way the political winds are blowing, so we know what opportunities we have and what we have to do to achieve that.
Janesville Assemblyman Mike Sheridan is also running for the speaker's post. The former head of the United Auto Workers Local 95 couldn't be reached for comment on Wednesday, but some Democrats say privately that Sheridan is already the front runner. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.